This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Here's some buy now, pay later platforms are testing out subscriptions. $5.99 a month, Afterpay Plus card users get a digital card they could use in stores, and Klarna, that's Klarna with a K, has a new one, $8 a month, so users avoid service fees, rack up loyalty points faster, and find special deals. Now, subscriptions produce regular revenue and bind enrolled customers to the company. Marketplace's Samantha Marr has that.
It seems like subscription offers are everywhere these days. But can they work when paying later is kind of the whole point?
It's a little counterintuitive.
Sheridan Trent is with the payment analytics firm The Straw Hacker Group. She says if subscriptions to these platforms appeal to you,
you're someone who's probably using Buy Now, Pay Later multiple times a month.
And many of those super users are on shaky financial ground to begin with, says Delicia Reynolds-Hand with Consumer Reports.
You do see that usage skews younger, lower income.
She says the most vulnerable users might not go for it, but still, consumers should be wary of what's essentially a subscription model for debt.
Especially if the subscription is connected to rewards points, discounts, which could further incentivize overspending.
And if users fall behind, they could be on the hook for subscription and late fees. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.